Welcome back into Sports 180. Thank you for being with us as we begin hour number two of today's show. Jay Busby of Yahoo Sports will stop by at 2:30. We're going to talk to Jason Altman. It's time to make a run at it. Coming up here in a little more than a week and a half with the Knoxville Marathon. Yep, right around the corner. So that'll be later this hour at 1:30. Also, we were just talking about Big Ben, and then we turned to ESPN, and they have a developing story of Ben Roethlisberger dealing with a pectoral injury that will affect his ability to prepare for the game this upcoming week.
Yeah, Mike Tomlin was just on, and yeah, I could imagine that, and you know, any sort of injury to your chest is definitely going to affect your ability to throw the football. And we're talking about those contingency plans. Does Dwayne Haskins then become that contingency plan, as you were talking about leading up to the break? I mean, I still think they were maybe wrong to put all their eggs in Ben Roethlisberger's basket, but you can't go back and undo that. They went ahead with it. They went forward, and we'll see what kind of season they're able to put together.
Yeah. It's also not that easy to come up with a backup plan at quarterback. That's like a winning strategy.
You're right.
You know, how many teams would have their starting quarterback go down? You say, now I like our chances.
Look at Dallas.
To move forward.
Yeah, look at Dallas last year. I mean, yeah. they absolutely had a great offense again last season. And then, you know, when you start playing a guy like Ben DiNucci, that's just going to neutralize. And that's because the cap, you know, the money has gotten so to where you can't have like a legit pretty good backup sitting there unless it's a rookie guy. Unless
there's only so many quarterbacks that are going to be high-level players. You know, I mean, when have you ever said, you know what, they're 35 deep? You know, that's just not going to,
yeah,
in the league, that's just not going to be the case.
You're right. I think like Ryan Fitzpatrick has been a guy at different times of his career that's been a really good backup, like what you would call a high level backup. And he even is injured right now, so he's not playing. But yeah, I think it's a really valid point. Like, unless you're slow playing a rookie.
Yeah, that would be where you can see it happen, like Herbert last year with the Chargers. But he was realistically going to take over at some point as a top 10 pick.
Yeah, he just wasn't going to start the season out, much like we think Justin Fields right now. I mean, I would say Chicago's doing pretty good with that guy as their backup.
yeah. And I have said, hey, if a team that has an established quarterback, I know the Packers would be a controversial team to add to this conversation, but you take a quarterback pretty high as your backup, that can actually be of more value than people want to believe, because so many teams, if their guy goes down,
so do your playoff hopes.
Yeah. And you can get them pretty cheap, as opposed to going out. If you want to sign an established backup quarterback, that doesn't come cheap. You're going to have to spend some money on that guy. So you can take that money that you would spend on a free agent quarterback and actually bring somebody in to come and play for you immediately, as opposed to somebody you might draft. So I'm not saying every team should just draft a quarterback early, but I'm not as hard on teams going after a quarterback if they might need some help, because there actually is value there. We've seen too many teams deal with an injury at quarterback and their season be over. We see it every year.
Also, not only that, but what we have seen now, the Rams lay out to where you're just not totally married to your draft picks, and they actually might end up getting you draft capital. Like, yeah, and the high level of play that you see right now in college football, why wouldn't you be drafting these guys and then using them as pieces, as trade pieces at some point? I'm like, if you don't have a future for a Matt Corral in your franchise, but you could get two first round draft picks for him by trading him, you know, in a year or whatever. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if it makes sense for your franchise, and some franchises have shown that it makes sense. And if it doesn't work, then we'll move them and move on to the next.
Yeah. This is not every time, but I just think it's something that should be considered more than it often is. But we'll see what the Steelers do. Maybe call Cam. Cam's out there. Cam Newton.
Yeah. What do you think about, I was listening to Ryan Russillo and the Fox analyst that he had on that played at Miami. But anyway, Vilma. Okay. Yeah. And they were talking about Cam and how at this point in time, especially if you're feeling good about your starting situation, maybe your secondary situation is shaky, but you're feeling pretty solid about your starter. Bringing Cam in, does that create a distraction that a guy like Tua or some of these other guys just don't need? And that's why it's surprising, but kind of not surprising that he doesn't have a job right now.
I hear that enough to where I guess my answer is okay. You know, if that's the issue, I think the word distraction is used often by teams that don't win, and they're worried about the wrong things.
Okay.
Not every time, but I think that you can find many cases where that happens. The Dolphins could be an example. Like, if Tua is not the answer and you're worried about a distraction at a position where you're not succeeding, then what are you accomplishing?
Very true.
Right?
And why not try something else, especially if it's available?
If you're worried about distracting your guy that can't get it done, who's distracted here?
Also, why have the Texans called Cam Newton? I'm still so confused by that.
I can't answer any Texans questions. I don't know what they're doing.
Hey, can somebody get a hold of Doofusville and ask them for us? I mean, seriously, I'm just really surprised the day that he was released. And maybe they did. And maybe his agent was like, yeah, heck no, we're not going there. We'd rather be unemployed right now. I don't know. But I just am really surprised that the day the Patriots released him with all the problems that they had. And knowing that Tyrod Taylor is very serviceable and can do a lot of things, but also hasn't been like extremely healthy. I know last year was out of his control, but still, I'm just still scratching my head about why Cam Newton's not a Texan right now.
Yeah, well, and Tyrod is a solid option, but yeah, he's injured again, and that's problematic. But yeah, that franchise, they're a disaster. I don't know. I mean, what are they doing?
What are they doing? Yeah. We just don't know.
Yeah, they have Deshaun active, just refused to play him. They'll pay him, just not play him. So, yeah, it's a weird situation. So, you have that going on. We'll see what goes on there with Ben Roethlisberger, but a pec injury heading into week three. They have the Bengals coming up this Sunday.
And the Bengals are feisty. The Bengals are feisty.
Joe Burrow. I don't know if they're good, but they are feisty.
There's just something that they've got. You're right. They're not a good team, but are they a team that can not make the playoffs, but keep you from making the playoffs? You know, can they be that little blemish on your record that you're just like, oh, how did we lose to those guys? I love Burrow and Chase. I mean, it's a fun team to watch.
Yeah, I think all of the non-playoff teams are going to be that, except for probably the Jags, the Lions, and maybe the Texans.
Mm-hmm.
The Texans, they have vets in that locker room. They're going to play hard. They're probably not as bad as the franchise is bad, but the team they have players that have succeeded in the league.
Yeah, so they've had players that have won a division title still on the team. Correct? Yeah.
Yeah. Sure.
It's like the Butch Jones syndrome. You think you're climbing this mountain, and all of a sudden you realize, oh no, we just fell off the cliff. Like, holy smokes, I don't know what happened there.
That's Butch Jones syndrome.
Yes. Do you remember what happened?
No. What? Why don't we run it
we'll
back?
We'll talk about it. Yeah, we'll talk about it.
All right, we'll come back. Tennessee, Florida week. So I wanted to catch up on quarterback situation. A bunch of quarterback injuries in the NFL already. 5 to 7 starting quarterbacks dealing with injuries already through 2 weeks. Good thing they extended the season so that player health and safety won't be an issue. Long way to go. 16 weeks remaining in the NFL regular season. We'll come back. Tennessee, Florida on Saturday. We'll get to that coming up here on Sports 180 on 99.1, the Sports Animal. Welcome back to Sports 180. Thank you for being with us. With Heather Harrington, I'm Josh Ward. We go to the phone lines and welcome Travis to the show. As Travis heard the sound a moment ago, the chance to score a Ford, a brand new 2021 Ford Mustang from Ted Russell Ford. Travis, thank you for calling in. Do you have a score prediction for the Florida-Tennessee game on Saturday?
I do. I don't like it, but I think it's going to be Florida 35, Tennessee 17.
All righty, Florida 35-17 over Tennessee. Travis, you mentioned that you don't like the score, but I'm sure you would like to win a Ford Mustang.
Honestly, I would rather not. I hope I'm wrong and I don't win this contest.
Okay.
I'd rather take Tennessee win.
Okay, well then you would probably like a Ford Mustang as a consolation prize if you can't get the Vols victory. But and maybe you can do the Oppo jinx. If you believe in that kind of karma, maybe you can will the Vols to a win on Saturday.
That'd be great.
Well, Travis, we have you down. We appreciate you listening and calling in.
Thank you.
Thanks, Travis. Travis's score, Florida 35-17 over Tennessee on Saturday. Continue to listen for your chance to give us a score prediction. We'll take them all week long. We'll draw one at random on Friday afternoon. That will be the one to pay attention to Saturday, Heather, for the chance to win a 2021 Ford Mustang GT from Ted Russell Ford.
Yes, this is an iconic car. Everybody knows what a Ford Mustang is. The GT means it's super fast. It's a collectible piece of American muscle. A 5-liter V8 engine. It's going to get you from point A to point B really fast and looking really sharp thanks to Ted Russell Ford.
35-17, that's an 18-point difference. That would be a cover for the Vols, but the line is high on this one. It's a 20.5-point spread. The Gators' favorite.
I think there could be more scoring in this game. I'm still skeptical about Tennessee's ability to run the ball. I'm concerned there. That would probably be my primary concern for Tennessee outside of the quarterback conversation. What are you working with from the run game? I think Florida's run game against Alabama was incredible, very eye-opening that they were able to be so effective and efficient in the run game versus the Rammer Jammers. So those would be my primary concerns. Also, Florida might have the ability to score more points, and Tennessee might have the ability to score more points, especially if they're connecting on some deep balls.
The over-under is 63. It's a big number.
That is a big number. So that tends to, like, if I was spitballing, I would think like 42-23, something like that. 42-27. Could you get to 27 points if you're Tennessee?
Maybe. So I pulled up the Sportsline projection.
What does Sportsline say?
So they have the Gators by 24.
Okay. Easy cover. Remember, I said yesterday in our face-off question, which I lost the face-off yesterday. I'm a two-time loser this week. It is my birthday week. Should I remind Logan?
Whoa, that's dirty. I don't appreciate that. You trying to get some guilt wins with your birthday coming up tomorrow?
I don't think it's guilt. I think it's like sympathy wins.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's my present to Heather tomorrow.
Yeah. I said it might be too. Well, we were asked, is it too high, too low, or just right?
Yeah.
I went with the answer just right, but I also threw out it could be too low.
Mm-hmm. Well, it could be too. That was the question. Mm-hmm. But that's the fear, that if you're walking out of that game Saturday and Florida's got the cover, it's probably not an enjoyable experience for Tennessee fans.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Tennessee did not sell their allotment to this game, did they?
I haven't seen that, but I would not think so.
Okay. Maybe I'm thinking of the Alabama game. I mean, there was...
Alabama's where they announced the tickets had been returned.
That's where they announced. Okay.
Yeah.
I knew it was one of those two. I could not remember which one. We've talked about it. You're going to have to play a really clean game, and you're probably going to have to play as close to your ceiling as possible to get this one.
Yeah, Tennessee has to play better than it has the last 3 weeks, and... You definitely need Florida to not be as good as it was against Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and could you have some special teams magic? I mean, the fact
that's
that
part
you
of
know,
the conversation, yeah.
You're talking about the block punt versus Pitt to score. I mean, that was
something like that.
That was a juiced up moment. If you could do that again and the timing of it, I mean, the crowd was just incredible after that play in Neyland Stadium. So if you're down in the swamp and you're trying to take somebody out of it, that would be something to look at.
Of course, part of the reaction could be, well, yeah, we saw Tennessee do that at home against Pitt and still lost the game.
Still lost the game, yeah.
Florida is not Pitt.
You're going to have to... One, I just want to know what they're doing at quarterback. I would like to just announce the guy, like, hey, Joe Milton's out. We're going to Hendon Hooker. Like, let's all try to... Because I do think it fragments the fan base, because then everybody has their preference, you know, because everybody's still guessing at what direction the coaching staff wants to go. If Joe Milton's out, then he's out. I mean, you really think Florida needs to know who the starting quarterback is to have an advantage? I mean, come on. I think that's silly. But... I would like the fan base to be able to get behind somebody and not be, oh, well, I think it should be this guy. Well, I think it should be, because even us, we're split. I mean, I think I'm leaning towards, now I don't have a personal preference, but I've seen maybe a slightly better upside with Joe Milton, despite the 50%.
Assuming health and availability, you would go with Milton.
Yeah. And I think you're in Hendon Hooker's category, which I'm not going to like fault that. I mean, you know, I just.
Same. Yeah, I know that a lot of people, they saw a bunch of passes overthrown in the Pitt game, and they're like, well, that's it. I don't see it that way with Tennessee's quarterback position. I would have a little more trust in Hendon Hooker, partly because he's been the guy playing. I think you got to find some consistency there in that position. So if Milton's good to go, and they say we're gonna go with Joe Milton, we're gonna try to win with him, then I would say, okay, well then go get some things figured out with Joe Milton at quarterback. But that they need an answer.
Yeah.
At that position. That going back and forth, I don't think is going to help this team.
No, going back and forth, I think is just it's like a slow death. I mean, you could have some high moments, you could have some low moments. Then you start talking about what's the leash, how much leeway do these guys have? Mm-hmm. If somebody has a bad game, do they lose their starting spot? And then you're going the other way. I just think it breeds too much turmoil.
Yeah. But this week needs some juice. Juice is lacking with Tennessee Florida week.
Yeah. There's nothing juicier to me than connecting on a long ball to shock somebody right off the bat. Now, can they do it? I don't know.
How about a screen pass? Screen and run.
Screen and run. I like it. Yeah. I like it.
All right. Speaking of, time to run. The Knoxville Marathon right around the corner. What you need to know to get out there, get running, and maybe... get them some help. That's coming up next. 90 minutes of Sports 180 to go. Plenty of Tennessee, Florida, SEC, and NFL talk to go over the next 90 minutes. We're with you until 3 o'clock. You're on Sports 180 on 99.1, the Sports Animal.
The great thing about sports is it never stops. Here's another 60-second Sports Minute on the Sports Animal.
News in the NFL, the Texans will start rookie Davis Mills on Thursday night against the Panthers. Tyrod Taylor injured his hamstring against the Browns on Sunday. Deshaun Watson will remain unable to play elsewhere. Monday Night Football score, the Packers handled the Lions last night 35-17. Quarterback Aaron Rodgers threw for 255 yards and 4 touchdowns. Aaron Jones ran for a touchdown, and he also caught for 3. Dolphins head coach Brian Flores yesterday said that Tua Tagovailoa is day-to-day with a rib injury, and quarterback Carson Wentz has 2 sprained ankles sustained against the Rams. Head coach Frank Reich said that his status is up in the air this weekend against the Titans. Major League Baseball games going on tonight. The Braves travel to take on the Diamondbacks at 9:40. The Cubs will host the Twins at 7:40. At 6:40, the Reds host the Pirates, and the Yankees will host the Rangers at 7:05. Have a good afternoon. I'm Logan Ward.
Welcome back into Sports 180. Thank you for being with us. We have 90 minutes to go, and then Sports Talk will take over this afternoon at 3 o'clock. Alongside Heather Harrington, I'm Josh Ward. We are pleased to go to the Stanley Fencing and Gates Hotline to welcome to the show Jason Altman. As Heather, it's about time to strap on the New Balances because the Knoxville Marathon is right around the corner. Jason, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm good. How are y'all doing this afternoon?
Doing really well. Tell us where things stand as we're getting close to race time. And we talk about the marathon, but a number of races you can tell us about as well. But what are you working on? What do people need to know about what's going on a week and a half ahead of the event?
Yeah, you're right. Week and a half. It's hard to believe that it's that close. You know, we're usually in the spring, but this year we're going with the fall edition. So hopefully it's on everybody's radar. You know, speaking on being on people's radars, we still have a great need for our volunteers. You know, it takes us almost 1,000 volunteers in order to execute a quality race weekend. And we're a little bit short of that right now. You know, folks want to volunteer for the event, they can go to our website, KnoxvilleMarathon.com. There's a volunteer tab at the top. Click that. They can choose their day, their time, their job duty. And, you know, just talking to some of the folks in the community, like either they forgot that we had moved to the fall, or maybe they're a little bit apprehensive to volunteer at this point. They're like, you know what, you know, COVID, the Delta variant's out there, I don't know if I want to be around people. There are lots of opportunities for people to volunteer where they wouldn't be around other people, where they are distant. You know, for instance, we need a lot of course monitors out on the course. We've got, I was counting today, we've got over 100 turns out there on the race course. And you know, the Knoxville Police Department does a great job at the big intersections, but some of the neighborhood intersections, we need more course monitors who can easily distance themselves from people. And then we need help at the expo, you know, the packet pickup where we're handing out the t-shirts and the bags and the bibs, timing chips. You know, that's an inside facility, but it's City of Knoxville owned, so we will require for attendees and volunteers to wear their masks inside the expo at the World's Fair Exhibition Hall. So I think if there are concerns that people have about volunteering, you know, rest assured, you know, it'll be a safe environment for them to come and volunteer for us.
Jason, I remember how just hard of a decision it was to make last year to not have the Knoxville Marathon. One, because it impacts fundraising efforts, and we know that all of that money raised goes to valuable causes and stuff. But how many people have you heard feedback from that are excited? It's a fall race. The weather hasn't quite turned cold yet, and I know we've had some cold spring races, but how many people are excited it's back on the schedule and feel like they missed out, so they definitely want to participate this year?
Well, you're exactly right. By the time race weekend comes, it'll have been 2.5 years since we have actually executed the Covenant Health Knoxville Marathon. You know, you mentioned the weather. The funny thing is, traditionally people train in the winter when it's freezing, and then they come out in the spring to run the event, and it could be seasonably chilly, it could be warm. You know, it's sort of a crapshoot. This year, everyone has been training in the summer. You know, if you look out on a Saturday or Sunday morning, you'll see hundreds of runners out there, you know, 5:30, 6 in the morning, trying to get their run in before it gets too hot. And I'm, you know, fingers crossed, looking at this cold front that's coming through tomorrow, and then the long-term forecast, I'm like, we could have a nice little chill in the air come marathon morning, and then a comfortable afternoon for it. So I think people will reap the benefit of the hot summer training come race day.
Jason Altman is with us, KnoxvilleMarathon.com. If you want to find more information about race weekend coming up, it's the weekend of Saturday, October 2nd, the full marathon, and other races that day as well, Sunday, October 3rd. What should people know about that weekend? What's going on that Saturday and that Sunday?
You know, one of the big things that we're really excited about is Frank Shorter is our guest speaker this year. And, you know, for those who don't know Frank, or maybe a little earlier or younger generation, he won the gold medal in the marathon at the 1972 Olympic Games, and then came back and won silver in 1976 in Montreal. You know, Frank, well, it's awesome that he's coming, because this 2021, right, it's an Olympic year. So there's a little bit of a theme there. But Frank's first national championship was at the University of Tennessee's Tom Black Track and the 6 mile back in 1969. So for him, this is kind of a homecoming of sorts. He says he hasn't been back. He wants to see the track. He's excited to, you know, see what Knoxville has, you know, has grown over the years, but how our race has evolved since we started in 2005. So having Frank be our guest speaker this year is really just an amazing celebrity to have. He's going to speak on Saturday, October 2nd, at our Health and Fitness Expo. We're probably going to put him outside on the festival lawn just because there's a little bit more space out there. Of course, that's weather dependent. But he's going to talk at 2:30 that afternoon before the kids run, before the 5K. So folks are going to come down, you know, pick their packets up. They could just make an entire day of it by listening to Frank and hopefully getting some autographs or taking a picture with him.
Jason, what I do know about running is it is too late to start training for a marathon right now. If you're somebody like me, even though I have my fresh foams on, thank you, New Balance Knoxville. But what about if what would you tell people if they're intrigued by it, they want to maybe start, they're a little scared? What do you tell those people, and what does the Knoxville Marathon have to offer them?
Well, you mentioned the marathon. Of course, that's the marquee event. We've got the half marathon, a four-person relay. Those are all on Sunday. On Saturday, we have our 5K at 6 o'clock at night. We'll have our Covenant Kids run at 4:30. You know, they're all walker-friendly, and I guarantee that even if somebody's just listening to this for the first time and forgot about the event, they have an extra, you know, they could get out and walk a 5K, because I know they could walk the grocery store. I know they could walk the mall. And it's, you know, just talking to some of our corporate sponsors, they've had their employees, you know, working from home, not around each other. There's been kind of a loss of camaraderie over the last year and a half. This really, like, they've been targeting this as a outdoor event where some of their employees can sort of see each other and have a little bit of that camaraderie getting back out there. So I certainly wouldn't discourage anyone from trying to be part of the event if they're sitting on the couch right now. And, you know, I do need to mention that we've added virtual options this year, because there are people who, you know, whether they've been sick or they just don't want to be around the crowds, folks can still register for the event, score points for their company, log a time, get their t-shirt, get their medal, but they can do the virtual option by doing their 5K in their neighborhood or on their treadmill or doing the marathon or the half marathon. They could go do that on the Greenway. And the virtual window will be open starting on Monday, the 27th, all the way through October 3rd. So we give them the entire week to complete the virtual options there.
Yeah, you know, Jason, I love seeing stories. I see them all the time, whether it's local or elsewhere, of the world of running, how it can change people's lives, physical health, mental health as well. I mean, those go together a lot of the time, but the world of running does that. Maybe the weekend of October 2nd or just this conversation can inspire somebody to take part and make some changes.
I certainly hope so. You know, I feel like I'm preaching the choir sometimes because I live that lifestyle, but you're right. From a mental health standpoint, the last year and a half has been really hard on a lot of people. And the running, the exercise, the breaking a sweat, you know, personally has really helped me with the mental health side of stuff. But yeah, it's not too late. If folks, they can still register online through Monday. So that's the 27th. We're going to close registration online at midnight that night so we can kind of get prepared for race weekend. We will also take in-person registrations on Saturday, October 2nd, down at the Health and Fitness Expo. But I'd say for folks, if you want to guarantee your slot, especially in one of the virtual events, go ahead and try to sign up by Monday.
KnoxvilleMarathon.com, as Jason mentioned, volunteers are needed as well. Running can help. Jokes can help as well. Jason, I heard you had Jason is a fan of dad jokes. Which,
bring it on.
So I already like Jason, but that just moves him up in the ranking of people that I know. I heard you have a good one for us today.
I do, and it's actually runner-themed.
Okay.
All right. So how do crazy runners get through the forest?
I don't know. Tell us.
They take the psychopath.
I like it.
That is well done. It's on brand, it's on theme, and it hits a home run with the closing line. That's well done, Jason Altman.
Hey, you know, you're talking about mental health. I had to throw a psychopath joke in there. Right?
That's right.
That's so true.
He's bringing it full circle, having a good time with a lot of work that he's put in and will over the next week and a half. Anything else to repeat or mention before we let you go about the Covenant Health Knoxville Marathon coming up the weekend of October 2nd?
You know, I didn't mention when we have the volunteers, you know, they do get a commemorative T-shirt, and we are going to have a volunteer appreciation party for them the following week. It's going to be on Thursday up at Fanatic Brewing Company. So food trucks and beer is going to be on our tab. So anyone that wants to volunteer, you can reap those rewards.
There you go. Some incentives. That's a good way to get people up and running. So KnoxvilleMarathon.com, the website. If you need more information, we tweeted out a link, a direct link for volunteers and spectators as well at Sports 180. Jason, good luck over the next week and a half. It's always great to talk to you. Thanks for making us laugh as well. And good luck here leading up to race weekend.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me on today.
Thanks, Jason. Right here on the Stan Lee Fencing and Gates Hotline, Jason Altman.
If you're listening right now and you're not a runner, you can still participate in the 5K. You can do it for sure. And if you have to walk part of it, you have to walk part of it. I mean, that's just a fact of life.
Sure.
But also, get your kids. Maybe this is something you can do as a family with the kids run. So KnoxvilleMarathon.com. Get active. I'll tell you, one of my favorite things has been having a personal wearable, like a fitness tracker, because it has these milestones that you can hit and different goals to set. And I love that as I'm trying to live and set that example, you know, for my kids so that they see mom's not just sitting there like watching TV and looking at my phone all day. You know, we try to get outside, try to do different things. And that really, from a young age, that's what they're going to learn is normal.
You said you've been adding some weights to the hammer moves there.
Yeah.
Sanders, right?
Yeah. I'm getting on it. I was on the treadmill today. I do not. Hey, shouts. If you can run a marathon on a treadmill, you might be the most mentally tough person in the world, because there is nothing more mind numbing to me than running on the treadmill or walking on the treadmill. I mean, it is just, that's what's so special about the Knoxville Marathon. You get to go through all these cool neighborhoods. It's such a great, like,
yeah, people cheering. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's great.
Yeah, it's just really, and then the people in the neighborhoods, they get into it, and they're like out in the front yard, like cheering everybody on. So it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, big time guest speaker as well, Frank Shorter, coming to town.
That's
so
cool.
Appreciate Jason Altman stopping by. We'll come back here on Sports 180, get back to Tennessee, Florida. Your thoughts, 656-9900. When we come back with Heather Harrington, I'm Josh Ward. This is 99.1, the Sports Animal. This is Sports 180. Thank you for being with us. We'll get to the phone lines here this segment to get your reaction, your look ahead to Tennessee, Florida on Saturday. Heather Harrington's here. Logan Ward. I'm Josh Ward. Let's welcome Brendan to the show. Brendan, thanks for hanging on. Good afternoon. Your thoughts ahead of the game this weekend.
Hey, how you doing? I just want to say it's an honor to be on the show.
Oh, thanks. We appreciate you calling in.
Yeah. So I have a different take than everybody else. I personally think that the Vols win this weekend. I don't know. I think Joe Milton throws for about 400 yards. I think he's going to figure out how to control that long ball and throw, and he's going to throw for 400 yards. We're going to rout up the Florida defense.
Okay. Is this X's and O's driven, Brendan, or is this hope in the heart driven?
I wouldn't say it's heart. I mean, I think it's pretty set in stone, to be honest. I don't know. I know Joe Milton was putting in a lot of work this offseason.
Okay. Well, Brendan, we got you down.
So,
all right. I like it. Feeling good.
You like it?
I'm not going in there, but yeah. I like that you are going there.
Yeah, you would like Brendan's prediction to be right.
Would love Brendan's prediction to be correct. Yeah. Yes.
It's going to be right. It's not a matter of... It's right. I mean, I'm a Vols fan, but I'm also a Pelicanopy State fan, so I'm not, like, biased.
Okay. Well, Monday, call in after it happens and brag to the world.
I love it.
I will. I definitely will.
Okay, Brendan, thank you for calling in. Yeah. We appreciate it. So yeah. 400-plus for Joe Milton. Get some NIL deals, I promise, when that happens.
Yeah, that would be incredible. And I would imagine that he would be connecting on some of those deep balls that we saw attempted in the Pitt game that we, have some questions about.
I would guess to get to 400, you're going to need a few down the field. Let's get Tim on Sports 180. Hey, Tim, good afternoon. What's on your mind today?
I hope he's correct, but I'm actually was pulling for Hooker. But I hope his prediction is correct.
Okay.
And I was calling to tell Heather she shares my youngest daughter turns sweet 16 tomorrow.
Oh, what's her name?
Addison.
All right. Happy birthday early to Addison. Sweet 16, that's a big one. That's a biggie.
It is a big one. And I got some big news. This more about an hour ago from my daughter, who's a senior at Maryville High. She's a swimmer, and she has committed to Cleveland State University in Ohio. She picked them over George Mason.
So awesome.
She'll do her academics and swimming at Cleveland State University.
Man, you guys, and then the Vols are going to beat Florida, according to Brendan, on Saturday. Y'all are going to have a lot to celebrate this weekend, Tim, and your family.
I hope Brendan's right, but like I said, I'm kind of pulling for Hooker.
Yeah, well, either quarterback that would deliver a win, I'm sure, would be accepted by Vols fans. So I have no doubt.
That would be the uniting force that we could all Florida. Get behind.
If Brian Maurer brought us a victory, I'd be happy.
Yeah. Well, he probably won't, but Hendon Hooker and Joe Milton, it'll come down to one of those two guys most likely. So, Tim, happy birthday. Congratulations as well to your daughters and to your family. It's a big week.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tim. Thanks, Tim, for calling in. So, how about that? Big day tomorrow.
I like it. I mean, congrats to Addison on turning Sweet 16, and congrats to myself for being, like, more than two times that.
Yeah, there you go. Is this the 4-0? Is that right?
No, it is not.
It's not right.
It is not. Appreciate you and Glenn. You know, Glenn is all about telling the kids, like, you guys, you're 3. Mommy's about to be 4. Gus is 5 and all this stuff. And I'm just like, that is not accurate. Yeah. We're still a couple. I mean, more than 1 year away from 40.
What was the origination? Was it Juwan Jennings randomly walking in and wishing Wes Rucker a happy 40th birthday, and it wasn't his 40th, so now the running joke is Wes is like 43.
Yes.
And I don't know if anybody ever figured out why Juwan told Wes happy 40th, but it happened, and I'm thankful for it.
So good.
Let's get Jack before the segment ends. Hey, Jack, good afternoon. What do you think ahead of the Florida game Saturday?
How you doing? It's an honor to be here. I have the same take as Brendan. I'm a fellow Pelicanopy State student as well. We think differently. We know things. And I think Joe Milton is going to play well. I don't see the hype about Florida. I don't see the hype about Bama. I think they're overrated. I think this is our year.
So I think we're getting trolled.
You and Brendan are in cahoots. Is that what's happening here?
Yes.
I don't think so, but okay. I did hear he's a Pelicanopy State student, which surprised me.
Yeah. Well, go Pelicanopy State.
Yeah. Did he say there's the Sooners?
What's that?
Did he say Pelicanopy State Sooners?
I didn't catch that part.
Oh, okay. That's what I thought he said at the end. No, I think we're getting trolled by Jack and Brendan. Might be the same person.
All right. Money line. The pick is in. We'll come back. 1 hour of Sports 180 to go on 99.1, the Sports Animal.